from 1 John chapter 2, 8 through 11. Yet I am writing you a new commandment that is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says, I am in the light, while hating a brother or sister, is still in darkness. Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light, and in such a person there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates another believer is in the darkness, walks in the darkness, and does not know the way to go, because the darkness has brought on blindness. We are required to make choices each and every day of our lives. Turn left or right, go forward or backward, or even stand still. Get out of bed in the morning or not. White toast or wheat, blue or red shirt, dress or jeans, hair up or down or gone. Rock and roll, country, or gospel? No. These are not the choices I'm speaking of. Life is full of choices, and God gives us free will to decide on our own. Run toward God or away from God? Running toward the light or the darkness? Which will you choose? From Psalm 56, verse 13. For you have delivered my soul from death and my feet from falling, so that I may walk before God in the light of life. While we always have a multitude of choices in our daily lives, some will have life-lasting implications, bringing us closer or farther away from God's plan for us. Those constant battles between light and darkness. If we are to be beacons of light in a world that surrounds us with darkness, we must be vigilant in our choice to subdue that darkness which has seeped inside of us first. It usually starts with very simple things. A comment or word said, perhaps misinterpreted. Most of the time, the first inclination or reaction is to fight darkness with darkness, making an offhanded comment or reply. But you see, that doesn't dispel the darkness. It just magnifies it and makes it greater. Running toward the light or the darkness? Which will you choose? My mother was driving in rush hour traffic many years ago. A car had cut her off as it sped by. And I watched my mother simply raise her hand and give the guy a thumbs up. I looked at my mother and I said, what are you doing? To which she replied, I'm too much of a lady to give another hand sign. To which I replied, isn't it the thought that counts? I have to admit, traffic jams are something that I could definitely work on. There are plenty of times, certainly on a weekly basis, when someone does something so totally out of line. I'm in the car going, seriously? What are you doing? It's at about that point in time when I begin to imagine a cannon mounted on my car. Boom! Right off the road. Though that may sound insignificant, even funny, But you see, it's starting to creep in, isn't it? Running toward the light or the darkness. Which will you choose? But how about something more serious? You're pulled up to a traffic light. While you're waiting, you happen to notice a person holding a sign. It says, homeless. God bless. They're looking for a donation. And while you're sitting there, you notice these cars passing by as if that person doesn't even exist. Some of them have convinced themselves as they look at the individual, they look healthy enough to get a job. So they drive by. Still others have convinced themselves that they're not going to be charitable because they rationalize in their own minds. That person's simply going to go buy alcohol or drugs with the money. So they just keep driving by, running toward the light or the darkness. Which will you choose? But how about something more serious? The grief from the loss of a loved one. January 11th, 1985, a Friday evening at 11:05 p.m. My father entered life triumphant at the age of 53. He lost his battle with lung cancer. Now, prior to that, I had prayed as I had never prayed before. Please, Lord, save my dad. But it was not to be. God obviously had a different plan. You see, I didn't deal well with tears and sadness. So I decided to funnel all of that energy into something I could understand. Enraged anger. You see, I never once in my life have doubted the existence of God, not even as a child. Never once. But you see, that's what made it even harder. Because I knew that God had heard my prayers day in and day out while my father was sick. And still no answer. At least not the answer I was looking for. My dad was a good man and a great father. There were bad and evil people in this world. Why now? Why this way? Wasting to a shell of the man that I knew had been as tough as carbide steel. I watched my father break 3 fingers on his hand one time and not even flinch. A nurse had come in before he had passed and brought in a piece of equipment. Pardon me. They analyze and they check you even when you're on your way out. They want to know statistics like your weight, thought patterns. They do this in the name of science. this gurney-looking thing that they had brought in, because my father could no longer stand on his own to check his weight, slipped underneath the patient, and they simply hoisted him in the air, got their weight, set him back down. Whether it was either the medicine or a combination of the hormones from the cancer, he'd become so disoriented. I looked in his eyes and saw total fear. Total fear. Out of the man that I knew was tough as stone. Held up my hand and he said, "Help me, Mike." I decided then and there that if God wasn't going to save my dad, I made the decision that I was going to get even. I was going to wrestle God and I was going to win. I was going to do what even the adversary himself could not do. I had conviction and truth on my side. My dad was a good man and a great father. I didn't lie. Now, I knew God would not face me in the literal sense. So I decided that I was going to fight in a different way. I was going to wrestle different. I went on a long streak of making very poor decisions for myself, on purpose. I knew God was with me every step of the way, and he was going to have to put up with it. I continued down a path that led to darkness, one poor choice after another. Months and months of self-destructive behavior that harmed no one but myself. And I believed my relationship with God. And to what end? Logic and wisdom, they weren't in the picture. They got thrown out a long time ago. But you see, a roadblock finally occurred. And I could not escape by my own means. It was at that point that I finally admitted my own blindness, my own weakness. I begged forgiveness and asked for God's help, which God answered. Looking back at the choices I made, how truly foolish was I? Running toward the light or the darkness? Which will you choose? From Job 13 through 22. One day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell on them and carried them off and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was speaking, another came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And suddenly a great wind came across the desert and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead. I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his robes, shaved his head, fell on the ground, and worshipped. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrongdoing. Job had lost everything, especially his children. Yet he made the choice. He decided to have that kind of faith. And in that type of adversity, that faith is truly amazing. Knowing what I now know, perhaps being wiser than in my youth, I'm still without answers to many questions. But I can only wonder what God must think when I mess up. When did I ever teach you to do that? Why did you say this? Why did you say that? Never mind, I know what you were thinking, but that's not right. Now listen, I've heard your prayers, and I'm going to help you. But here's the deal. When and how I help you, that's going to be up to me. That's part of the deal. I know things will not be easy, but I will be with you every step of the way. I still have decisions that can throw me for a loop or confuse me. Which shall I choose? Both seem possible and plausible. Both have pluses and minuses. But which one is right? Which shows the light or the darkness? When I get to that point, I begin to think something different. You see, it was my sin that put that crown of thorns on Jesus' head. It was my sin that tortured and beat him. And it was my sin that pounded the spikes through his hands and crucified my Lord. And when I think about that, it knocks me to my knees. And the choice, the decision becomes that much clearer and easier to make. When to help a friend? When to speak or to remain silent and listen? When to act, and when to be patient and wait. Perhaps even when to apologize because of a poor choice made earlier, whether by word or action, that offended or hurt someone. Running toward the light or the darkness? Which will you choose?